The Bible. It's the Word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. This sacred book is living and active and contains all that's needed for life and godliness. Stay with American Family Radio for the next hour as we study God's Word and take your Bible questions. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 19. The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor the brightness shall be the moon give light to you, but the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. That is from Isaiah and the promises that we have for Israel. That's what it says in chapter 60 of Isaiah concerning the nation of Israel and God's plans for this great, great people. Well, this is Bert Harper and Alex McFarland, and it's our joy to be with you today on this Monday. And we do Bible study, but sometimes we preempt that because something going on or someone we want to talk with. And so today we want you to be ready. We want you to know that we're going to have a prayer time. The last segment of which we usually take questions, today we're asking for people to pray, and you can call in and pray. We ask that your prayer be concise, not extremely long, but precise, and give God the glory. And we're praying for the United States. We're praying for Israel, their military, our leaders, and the Iranian Christians especially, and other Iranian people there that have suffered. So that's looking forward. But right now, I want to transfer this to Alex. And Alex, I think you have a guest to be with us today. Isn't that right?
Well, that's true. Good evening, Bert, and everybody listening. It's great to be with you. And as Bert said, we want to pray because, as the whole world knows, over the weekend, Israel and America launched really a massive joint military operation against Iran, known as Operation Epic Fury. And Bert, we're not going to use the name or the location, but I am teaching a college class, and I met a student from Iran who is here in America going to college, and a Christian. And we were talking this morning, and this individual, whom you'll meet in a moment, was saying, please pray. Her family is still in Iran. There are bombs near their home. But one thing that warmed my heart, she said that there are so many believers in Iran, many, many, many people in Iran that are Christians, that are followers of Jesus. And so I said a prayer, and I called up Bert Harper and Brent Austin, and I said, I just believe it might be a blessing as we intercede and we pray to meet a sister in Christ who I just met this morning, name and location withheld. But Bert, how about we visit with a citizen of Iran who knows firsthand from the things going on. May I bring this person to the mic?
Yes, you may. I just got to hand it out to Brent. Even Saturday morning, Brent was saying, if we get someone that could help us to know how to pray, please get them. And Brent, God blessed us with your prayers being answered. So Alex, tell us a little bit and let her tell us how we can pray.
Well, the next voice you'll hear right here with me is a dear sister in Christ from Iran. And I bring you to the mic, and just if you would tell us about your thoughts over what's going on. Ali Khamenei is dead. Tell us about life as a Christian in Iran, if you would.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy that I can talk to you right now. And it's been really hard days for me and my family because we are believers. And I am the only one in this nation right now in America, which I am so thankful for America and for President Trump. And I just want to say that so many Iranians right now, they are Christians in Iran and they have churches underground, which their lives is in danger and they need your prayers. And including my family, they are in Iran, and as Christians, they're doing the work of God, and they walk by faith, and they walk by protection of Jesus Christ, but it's really hard for them to say that they are Christians because there are persecutions in Iran for Christians, and people cannot be free and live with freedom because it's hard for them, and there are a lot that can happen to Christians in Iran.
Your brother recently was shot, is that right?
Yes, so my brother, around a month ago, he was shot in his leg and in his artery, which the doctor said there is no hope for him to live. But Jesus helped him and kind of raised him from the death, because he said he saw Jesus and Jesus told him, I am not done with your life, and you're gonna go and evangelize to nations with my name.
Amen. Bert. What a story, Alex. Go ahead, man. I know you're there.
Indeed. I've got the headphones on, but I'll relay a question. Do you have a question or observation, Bert?
I would love to know about her family. I know location's not, but is her parents first-generation Christians, or is, you know, and how many of her siblings and so forth? And Brent has a question, want to know why he was shot as well, her brother. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay. We've got a couple of questions, and for those just tuning in, Alex and Bert here, and we've got one mic and one set of headphones. That's why I'm relaying the questions as I am. Let me ask you this. Your family, are they first-generation Christians? How did they come to know the Lord? And as far as you're aware, is your family safe right now?
So, yes, they are safe right now, and I just talked to them. And they said everything is okay because they have God and they're declaring the word of God. And I am happy because I know God is their protection. And we became Christians all together because we moved to Turkey as an immigrant. And we seeked asylum for around 6 years. And the Turkish government deported us back to Iran. And I was just believing God for a miracle in my life that he can do something for me. And he gave me a dream of America, and he brought me to America in a really supernatural way. But my family, they were deported back to our country.
Why was your brother shot a month ago?
Because he was part of the protests, and he was protesting in the street. And there was a lot going on in the street. They killed around 40,000 innocent people, young people in the street in a week and 2 weeks. And my brother was part of that protest.
Against Khomeini.
Yes, yes. And he went with a righteous anger, you know. He was like, we want our country back. We want our freedom back. So many young people. And they knew it's going to happen. They knew they're going to get shot. But they went because they just wanted freedom. And as Iranian young people, we just want our freedom back. And we want to have a voice to say we want to live like other countries. We want to live in a free will. You know, we want to choose what we want, not somebody else force their religion on us.
Wow. Bert, this is powerful stuff. Doesn't it make you grateful for the liberty that we have in the United States?
It really does, and it reminds me of when Jan and myself got to visit Poland. Poland had been under the Soviet Union domination, and it was set free, and Poland was one of the first countries to rebel against the Soviet Union, and we were able to be over there a few years after their freedom was won, not granted, won, and W-O-N-E. And listen, you could sense the freedom of the people there, and we're praying that for the Iranian people as well. You can hear in the voice of our guests the desire for freedom, and it's awesome to hear that and to desire that. And so, Alex, what I'd like to know is this, the underground church there in Iran, is it as strong as people saying it is, millions of followers of Jesus Christ there?
Let me ask you this. We hear in America that the underground church in Iran is very strong, and that there are many, many believers in Jesus, maybe millions. And even though there's Islamic persecution, the underground church is thriving. We hope and we pray. Could you, before we say prayers here, could you speak to the health and the status of the church in Iran?
Yes. So one thing that I know is Iran is the fastest growing country in Christianity right now. And it's like growing in Christianity like so much right now. And as much as I know, like I see Christians everywhere, Iranian Christians everywhere. Like I'm like, I see that Jesus reveal himself in dreams to Iranians, and he shows himself a lot to Iranians. And I'm like, Jesus, you know, this is just a revival that's happening.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'll tell you what I want to do. I'm going to ask you to pray, if you would pray. And then, Bert, you, as you feel led, close. I know we're coming up on time. For those just tuning in, Alex here along with Bert and a dear college student who's in the U.S. and her family is in Iran. We're praying for their safety. There's bombs, and we're not telling names or locations for obvious reasons. But, Bert, I want us to spend the remainder of this segment in prayer. May we do that?
Go right ahead. Yes.
My sister in Christ, would you lead us in prayer? And then when you conclude in a moment, Bert will pray.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, in our country, Jesus. And I pray for your protection, for your freedom in my country. And I pray for Israel and for the USA. I pray for President Trump with what he's doing, Jesus. I am thankful for him, and I am so blessed to be in this country, Jesus. Thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart, I am so thankful for President Trump and Israel, and my people in Iran, they are so thankful for what's happening in my country right now, because we were waiting for this freedom and for this revival for a long time. For 47 years of captivity, we were looking for this freedom, for this revival. And I am just thankful. I am thanking and praising Jesus for everything that he's doing. And I pray for protection and for peace among all people that they are in Iran, in Israel, and in America. Thank you, Jesus. We give all in your hands. And I believe that you're going to use all of this for your purpose, that you can glorify your name in Iran, among those Muslims and ex-Muslims, and you're going to establish your throne in Iran in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father, we agree with our guest today. We're asking you to be glorified even in this battle that's going on. And Father, the battle for the mind and the soul of Iran has been going on for years, because there's been those that have come to know you as Savior in the underground church. It's been growing. So that battle has been going on. But now, because of President Trump, the United States, and Israel intervening for different reasons, God, for your reason is for your name to be glorified and the gospel to have freedom to be shared among all the people there in Iran. And Father, missionally, we honestly believe that freedom's going to be granted, the gospel's going to be spread, and it's going to affect the other Middle East countries, Father, for your glory. We're asking this, believing this, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we thank you for listening to here on AFR on Exploring the Word. We had a guest. Her family's in Iran. She's here in the States praying for her family, and we're joining her in this prayer.
The AFR app is a powerful tool, but it does have limitations. You can't use it to change the oil in your vehicle or get rid of carpet stains. It won't walk the dog, won't pick up the dry cleaning, or take the kids to practice. But while you're doing those things, you can listen to your favorite AFR content through the app on your phone, smart device, or Roku. Just go to your app store or visit AFR.net. Listen to AFR wherever you go with the AFR app.
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13.
American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word. Alex McFarland here along with Bert Harper. And that song, Bert, when I was a young believer in the mid-80s, and I just was learning the great songs of the faith, and I remember somewhere on TV or something, I heard a choir doing that soon and very soon. I've always loved that song. You know, for those that are listening, we heard from a college exchange student from Iran a moment ago. And Bert, I want to tell you what's amazing, and we'll get to Isaiah, but okay, this week begins Purim, or Purim, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but that's when the Jewish people around the world commemorate the events that happened in the book of Esther. And as you all know, Haman was the Hitler of the Old Testament, and he was an Agagite, a Persian anti-Semite, and of course, through Esther and Mordecai, Artaxerxes / Ahasuerus saved the Jewish people. And then shortly after that came Cyrus, who showed much favor to the Jews. Isn't it interesting? And Bert, I was on the phone all day yesterday with a couple of friends in Israel and other Jewish people. They believe Donald Trump is the Cyrus of the 21st century. And here at Purim, once again, I mean, when in Esther the Jews were saved from really a Holocaust at the hands of Persians, now they're being saved, Iranian people and Jewish people, from a Holocaust at the hands of a Persian / Iranian. I mean, the parallels, ancient history and present moment, aren't they just uncanny, Burke?
They are, and does it have anything to do with prophecy? Well, not specifically, but yes, everything fits into God's plan. Sometimes, Alex, we want to fit stuff into it. God is the one that determines it, but we know the conflict is there. But it happened during this time when Esther came to the kingdom for such a time as this. From what, you know, Donald Trump making this decision when he drew the red line and he told them, you've killed enough Americans. You're now killing your own people. Enough is enough. And with Israel and the behind the scenes work that Israel and United States did to know where the places were that were the most dangerous, where the leadership was. It's amazing. I'm not going to put miraculous word on it because I'm not ready yet, but it is amazing how that has come about. And we're praying that God would. And by the way, while I'm doing it, we're going to save the last segment for prayer time. We ask people to get ready to pray. We want your prayers to be specific, to give God the glory. Make them concise as you can. And we're going to do that in the last segment today because we just feel like we need to. But, Alex, when you see what all God has done and in his timing and what's going to happen ultimately here in the book of Isaiah, especially the last part of chapter 60 and the first part of 61, We're right here about Israel. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. How you like that last line, Alex? The Amen. Time of your mourning shall be ended.
Amen. Well, and do you know that's the God who hears prayer? That's the God who intervenes, and that's the God who delivered. And I want to stick to Isaiah, and I know we're going to pray, but you know, as that college student was sharing, Bert, couldn't you just hear the joy in her heart that she had prayed? For one thing, she shared about how she, in Iran, watching the persecution of the church. She prayed that she could come to America to get an education. And I want to be on record, Bert, and say how grateful I am for the freedoms and the liberties that I've often taken for granted here in America. I know it's not perfect. Only heaven is a perfect place. But I will tell you, here in the United States, we got a lot to be grateful for as people around the world. They pray and they plan and they clamor to get here, don't they?
They really do. And that's what I can't help but think about the Berlin Wall. They built it to keep people from going to freedom, okay? Here they were. They knew what communism and then Islam. We know when they're in power what takes place. We've observed it year after year, after year. And here in America, the freedom that we've had, now the gospel, and I say this, and I do, I know I repeat myself, everybody, but the gospel works under all conditions, regardless. Mm-hmm. The book of Acts shows that. Economic doesn't make any difference. Power, who's in power? But missions, Alex, we've said this so many times, and this is what God's left us here for. If he, if we could be saved, and then he could take us to heaven, man, that would be glorious. It really would. But he's left us here on mission for him. And Amen. We found out missions works best in freedom. They really do. Freedom to share, freedom to go, the financial freedom that we have to send. And so with all my heart, I believe America, one of the reasons, if not the main reason, that we've been blessed so much is because the church being on mission for God. Alex, if the church ever ceases to do that, I want to just tell you, I think we fold up and we will not be the nation that God intended for us to be.
Indeed, indeed. We have been blessed to be a blessing. And what an honor here, as it's our nation's 250th birthday, for the vast majority of this quarter millennia, America has been at the absolute forefront of the Great Commission.
Amen.
And isn't it a blessing? And what about you, to everybody listening? And I want to get back to Isaiah, but let me just say, if you know Christ, and I hope all of you do, then the rest of life really is living as his ambassador, being a part of a good local church, giving, growing, learning how to share. And Bert, I mean, John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, he said this repeatedly regarding being a Christian. He said, "We have nothing to do but the saving of souls." In other words, that's our purpose, isn't it?
It really is. And if the church ceases to have that purpose, they're not. And how does it happen? Ultimately, it's to bring glory to God when we share. And this interview that we had with this young woman today, man, God gets all the glory when we hear her sincerity, her prayers. Man, to God be the glory.
And when forgive me. I want to ask people, go to AFR.net. This show is archived, as we always do. And listen to that again and share that with somebody, especially if you've got a friend or somebody who says, for goodness sakes, why in the world are we embroiled in something on the other side of the world? Share. I mean, this is a young lady that just weeks ago was there. She off air was telling of some of the things that regime had done that is just unspeakable, and they are celebrating. Now, the New York Times and Mamdani and on The View, they're probably not celebrating, but the people in Iran, especially the Christians that have lived under a murderous dictator, they are thankful, and I want to say to the Lord, but they're thankful for Donald Trump.
Amen. And the Iranians that are out of Iran right now, all over the world, they're celebrating. I saw it. In Europe, they were celebrating. In Australia, they're celebrating what is happening there. And so the job must be complete. So part of our prayer is, Lord, let this job of eliminating this threat, not only to the people in Iran, but to the neighboring, look what they're doing. They're sending their bombs and their missiles to all the countries all around them, not just Israel, but all around them. They're targeting people. You know, that's what they want to do. So it's an evil empire. Again, that is true. An evil empire that needs to fall, and we're praying that God would use this for those people in Iran, the leadership, those that love freedom, those that know Christ, that they would step up at this time. Alex, one more thing. I don't know if we'll get to Isaiah or not, but let me just say this. I noticed this. I was thinking and putting the timeline of the United States and our history together, and there's going to be a movie that comes out in Easter, and I've already seen it. I got to preview it at the NRB. It's A Great Awakening. That's the name of it, and it shows all that took place in the colonial countries before we were the United States. We were still under England, and shows George Whitefield and others and how that influenced people like Benjamin Franklin and all, and others were influenced by this great revival, the Great Awakening, and then the Revolution came and writing of the Constitution came. I couldn't help but think about what's been taking place in Iran for now several years. About 15 years ago is when I first heard it, that God was doing some miraculous work in Iran behind the scenes because of the internet. And now we're seeing it and hearing about it. Would it not be something for God to raise up this Persian Empire, okay, Iran today, and these Christians have freedom to share the gospel and influence that region for Christ? I'm praying for that, Alex.
Amen. Well, you know, over the and I as well, to God be the glory, and God is mightily at work. Bert, I was at one of our sister ministries, a national ministry everybody would know, and they have the gospel in multiple languages on their website. And I personally saw a screen where all around the world they could tell who's reading the gospel pages in Arabic and all over, and this ministry everybody would know, and they are sending gospel materials behind the various iron curtains of the world. And on this screen, he said, look, here in North Africa, which is very Islamic, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Iran, even in North Korea, people, the internet, and I know there's objectionable things on the internet. We all know that. The internet has good stuff, bad stuff. But, Bert, I want to tell you, I really do think that the digital content is a big part of the Great Commission right now.
Yes.
And even as we speak this moment, we know this. There are people all over planet Earth listening to Exploring the Word. Places where maybe missionaries can't necessarily go. Isn't that an exciting prospect, Bert?
It is. Okay, I already brought up the founding of our country. Okay, the printing press was made. The Bible came there.
Gutenberg.
It came available to common people that could read. And then think about Benjamin Franklin. What was he? He was a publisher, a printer. And he would print George Whitefield and all that he was doing and spreading it out all over the eastern seaboard, especially around Philadelphia and New York and Baltimore and all that area. And it grew to bring people to know Jesus Christ. Listen, I guarantee you there are people, oh, this printing, it's horrible. Look what they can do with it. But look what we have done with it, Alex, and we want to do that. And that's why radio, like you said, this program being heard from countries around the world right now, and we praise God for that. Alex, let's do this. We got about 4 minutes left, and again, let me set this up. That number, and we want to throw the lines open right now, is 888-589-8840. We're looking for people that would pray. If you have a prayer request, we want to hear that as well. And if you have a question, you want to try to get it in, I'm just saying the prayers will take precedence. But if you have a question and we have time to work it in, we will. But we want to pray. But, Alex, when we think about what God is doing, here it is, an outside influence like Iran, and it will help America because we've been set up for this. Charlie Kirk's assassination, the young people buying more Bibles than they've ever bought before in many, many years. Attendance in churches have grown. God, you said it more than me. that you believe God was going to do something spiritual, significance of revival before he comes back, what a time. What is such a time as this? Could it be, Alex?
I think it could be. It could be. And, you know, revival, we need it. And I think about this, too. Revival begins in each one of us. Bert, you know the story of the person who drew a circle around.
And Gypsy Smith.
Gypsy Smith. And he said, God, thoroughly touch everything in this circle. It was his whole life. And so, folks, how does an awakening begin with you and me as an individual? And we say, Lord Jesus, I'm yours. Lord Jesus, in every aspect of my life, thy will be done. It's repentance. It's prayer. It's the authority of the Bible. It's evangelistic urgency. Bert, I feel like I'm getting revived right now. And in my heart, I want to recommit my life to Jesus Christ. And everybody listening as well.
Listen to this. Jesus repeated this. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Hallelujah. Father, we're praying, bring your spirit into men's and women's lives as they receive Christ. We ask this in Jesus' name. Well, let me share with you that number, 888-589-8840, A Day of Prayer here on AFR. If we've learned anything from this election, it's how important it is for us to fight, fight, fight. We also learned how desperately the left wants to fight to take babies' lives, which is why Everyday Preborn Ministries fights for the babies. Preborn's network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, fighting for mothers deciding between the life and death of their child. Preborn welcomes these women with God's love and offers them a free ultrasound to introduce their precious baby and hear the beautiful heartbeat. This amazing encounter gives her baby a fighting chance, and the majority of the time, she'll choose life. Would you join Preborn in the fight for life? One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 will sponsor 5 ultrasounds. Babies are worth fighting for. To donate, dial #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. All gifts are tax deductible, and Preborn has 4-star charity ratings. Fight, fight, fight for the babies.
So sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord.
Amen. It is a joy to know Jesus Christ as Savior. Matter of fact, in Isaiah 61, it says this, instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. I hope you have that everlasting joy that comes to knowing Jesus Christ as Savior. That number, 888-589-8840. And we're asking people prayer requests, especially those that would pray on the radio and praying for what God would be glorified in this battle that's going on, praying for the Iranian Christians, praying for the United States and Israel to have success in this battle. praying for the safety of our military, praying for the leaders, and praying for the possibility of these Iranian Christians being missional, not just in their country, but all over the Middle East. Alex, got a lot to be thankful for and a lot to pray for, don't we?
We really do. We really do. And folks, the number, if you want to call in, it's 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. And Bert, are we ready to some phone calls?
We're ready. Let's go to Missouri and talk to Steve. Steve, thank you for calling Exploring the Word today.
Thank you. Our Father in heaven, I come to you because our Lord and Savior Jesus said that if we ask, we will receive. And so I'm asking you, Father, to please spread your mighty wings and cover all the innocent civilians and put your hedge of protection around them. Keep them safe from the horrors of this war, just as any other war is full of nothing but horrors. And especially, Father, especially, defend the children and protect them from this horrible thing. I pray for all these innocent people through the precious blood sacrifice of your Son and our Lord and Savior. He is Jesus the Christ. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Steve. We are praising God for what he's doing. And thank you again, brother. Well, that number, 888-589-8840, if you'd pray, have prayer requests, we'd love to hear it. Well, let's go up north from Tupelo, Mississippi to Michigan, and it's Larry. Larry, thank you for calling today.
Thank you for taking my call. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray with my brothers and all that are in agreement with us right now for Iran, the people of Iran, the women, the children, and with the young lady that shared earlier. Lord, you said in your word that, first of all, Paul expressed that pray for all the leaders who are in authority. And Lord, we lift up to you the entire country of Iran and its leaders right now, that all their actions and the things they do and say will result in people living quiet and peaceable life and true godliness in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we forbid the regime of death and death to America to exist. We bind it to the gates of hell and forbid it to continue. But we do allow you, Lord, the peace and the grace of Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to rule and reign in Iran and the people right now. Let no weapon formed against our military prosper. Keep Israel safe and help them all, Lord. So help them, God.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Larry. Amen. And we are. We're praying for those people and asking God to do... When we know there's thousands, probably millions of followers of Christ, and then there's those that are seeking freedom, Alex. Larry and Steve's prayer, they're well said. Well, let's go to, we got to go to Kansas, and it's Jen. Jen, thank you for calling.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to say a little bit of Psalm 91 and Psalm 91:9, the Lord is my refuge. And when you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. And I jumped to 14, because we love you, Lord. And the Lord says, because you love me, I will rescue you. I will protect you, for you acknowledge my name, Jesus Christ. We recognize your name. And he will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And this has always been a verse on my, I did a Bible study while I was in the military in Hawaii, and it was on Psalm 91. And I have just, over the last 10, 15 years, shared that verse. It's a lot longer, but I actually really called in for prayer for my marriage. and just how important marriages really are to this, to God, to our country, to our kids, to our generations, and just wanting to end generational sin, and just for our hearts to be open, our eyes to be open and softened, and the love is patient and kind, and that's all.
Jen, thank you. Amen. Praying for marriage. Alex, marriage is great, but it's work. You don't just sit back and let everything go by. No, you work at loving your wife. She in return learns to love you. And so, Jen, Father, I pray that you would help her. I pray that that marriage would be strengthened. I pray that she would just do what she needs to in order to follow you and to be the wife that you would have her to be, and respecting and caring for her husband, and for her husband in turn, God, that he would see a responsibility of loving his wife the way Christ loved the church. And Father, we're praying for that and believing that for Jen in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Jen. Thank you. Alex, amen. We got another one from Mississippi. Catfish, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, good morning, or good afternoon, guys. Thank you for having me. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. One thing is so beautiful to see the sons of Isaac helping the sons of Ishmael.
Amen.
And I love for us to be a part of that. And then since we were in Isaiah, y'all were speaking about that. I've been studying that, and this morning my verse was in the end of Isaiah 26. I think it was verse 20. I'm driving, so I can't look right now, but it talks about going into your home for just a little while. And I remember just a few days ago, President Trump was saying this when this verse got started. He was telling the people, the Iranian people, to go into their homes for just a little while. And I thought that was so interesting that that verse would come up in my study today. So I would like to pray.
Go ahead.
So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much because you have your hand on us. You have your hand on your children in Israel and your hand on children wherever they may be today. God, we are so thankful that we see the rise of so many coming to you, so many of the lost coming to you, Father, and coming to your throne room of grace. Father, we are just so appreciative of that, and we are so grateful that your mighty hand continues to walk with us and help us to be your light and everywhere we go. Lord, we lift up all those in the military today, Father, and we just pray that you would place a hedge of protection around them, Father. God, that you would give President Trump and all of his staff wisdom to be able to do the things that you have asked them to do. And if God, we just pray that we would continue to pray hard for all the nations, for all the lost, and that we could continue, dear Lord, to be your children and be your light wherever we go and wherever we are. And we pray this in the precious and mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Praise God. Alex, we didn't know if we should do this or not about prayer time, place of question answers, but I think our answer has come because Brent has one that came over Facebook. Is that right, Ben?
That's right. It's from Trudy. She's a regular listener, and she's a regular contributor on the comment page. Trudy's prayer is she's praying for this battle to end ASAP and for our soldiers, our leaders, the citizens of Iran and their freedoms, and for Israel and their people, leaders and soldiers as well. Please protect our brothers and sisters in Christ. I have a military son and very invested in this battle. We give all honor and glory to our Lord and all of the prayers in the name of Jesus. Jesus, please protect our Iranian Christian families and all of our Middle Eastern families too. Glory be to God.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Alex, God is hearing the prayers of his people, isn't he?
He really is. And, you know, the caller mentioned that the children of Ishmael praying for and caring for the children of Isaac. And I mentioned last week when we were at NRB a couple of weeks ago now that many born-again Arabic Christians, ex-Muslims, were praying, very often emotionally, just weeping, praying for the salvation of the Jewish people and the peace of Jerusalem. And I'm telling you, it is going to turn this world upside down when the children of Isaac get reconciled to the children of Ishmael. And it's Jesus that's going to do that. And, you know, Galatians 4 talks about the children of the bondwoman, that's Hagar and Ishmael, one day through Jesus will be at peace with the children of the free woman, that's Sarah and Isaac. Bert, I'm telling you, it's going to turn the world upside down.
Amen.
And the Lord Jesus is bringing the human race to this point.
Amen. Only Jesus. And we got time for one or two more prayers if you want to call 888-589-8840. But we have Dennis in Missouri that has a question. Dennis, go ahead with your question, brother.
Well, God bless you both. I would like to listen to your program, enjoy it. So blessings to you and your families. My question is, does this battle that's happening now and may be expanded, do you think has anything to do with Ezekiel 37 and 8?
Okay, go ahead, Alex.
Bert, I don't know. I'm not really prepared to say that yet. I don't know, because for one thing, many of the Islamic nations around Iran have sided with America and Israel in this. It's almost like many of those Islamic nations, they want, and by the way, it's one thing an evil, murderous dictator, which is what Khomeini was, but an evil, murderous dictator with nuclear capabilities. I mean, and, you know, Iran either got or was working to have enriched uranium, which would enable them to create nuclear bombs. I don't know. I just don't think we have enough data yet to try to say if this is relative to Ezekiel 38 or 39, but I doubt it.
Because, I agree with you, Alex.
Yeah.
It is a time for missions. Here's what we do know. We don't know where it exactly fits into God's table that he's laid out, but I know it fits in. But it's definitely a time for a missional moment for the church, and we don't need to waste it. Dwayne in Texas. Go right ahead, Dwayne.
Yes, I'll make it quick. I know there's a lot of prayers needed in the Middle East, but my son has been struggling in a marriage. And I have been struggling with how to pray for him because he needs to be away from this woman. It's a difficult prayer.
Okay, hey, we'll pray right now, Father, for Dwayne. God, we're praying for his son. God, how it hurts a father and a mother when they see their children in situations that sometimes they were the making, sometimes it was other people, sometimes it's a combination. But in this marriage, Father, we're praying that you would change the heart of the wife, that she would be turned to you, and in turn, God, turn to her husband. I pray for the son that he would trust you with his decisions and seek you first in your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to get Amen. One more, if that's all right, Alex.
Yes.
Iris in Texas. We don't have a lot of time, but Iris, go right ahead.
Okay, I'm going to pray. I'm a Jewish believer and been for nearly 44 years in April. Amen. So, Lord, I'm thanking you in advance for the hedge of protection, Psalm 91, around all of Israel, around Iran, around the people, around the strategic targets and upon all the military, those in authority, that you give them great wisdom, that you fight the battles, that because the battle is truly the Lord. And we pray also not only for the peace of Jerusalem, but my heart's cry, as it was Paul's, all of Israel to be saved. And we speak that forth in your powerful name. And we know nothing is too hard for you, having done all to stand. We stand and see the salvation of God in the great name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
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 Alex.
Wow.
Thank you for arranging the interview. God had you at the place where he had you for this right time, brother. Thank you for that.
Well, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. And let's keep it in prayer. We're going to continue tomorrow, Bert, and we're getting towards the end of Isaiah. But, folks, be much in prayer, especially for our soldiers, wisdom for our leaders, and the Holy Spirit to restrain evil.
And be praying for those families that have already lost at least four military service people. And, Father, we're praying for those families. They're hurting, but I pray that you'd strengthen them and they'd rely upon you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Alex, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll be in 61. I read a little bit about it today. What a chapter, chapter 61 is.
Amen. Folks, thanks for listening to Exploring the Word. May God bless you in all things. Please tell someone about AFR. Most of all, tell everybody about Jesus.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.